once he, you know, realized he was going to lead them. He wasn't going to be allowed to go. So God said, it's time. And he took him up to the hill, to Mount Nebo. And Moses died there. And God buried him. God buried him. What an intimate thing to do. We don't know where Moses is buried. God does. God buried him because they were that close. Because he was a good and mighty servant, even with people that were difficult. Many of you have heard the song, It Is Well With My Soul. And some of you probably know the story, but I was not aware of the full story. He had lost everything by the time that song was written. In 1871, his only son died from scarlet fever. Huge loss. His son was 4. So this was a son he knew. Then in 1873, if you remember the great fire in Chicago that tore down most of the city, he lost everything he owned. All of his wealth, all of his property. He had nothing left financially. Nothing. So he was going to England to start over. And he sent his wife and 4 daughters ahead. The boat had a collision. His 4 daughters died. He gets a telegram from his wife that says, saved, alone, what do I do? Saved, alone, what do I do? And out of that grief, he writes, it is well with my soul. And I just want to take a minute, if I can find it, because, and read it for you. Just so you'll think about what the words might mean. Okay. When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows, like sea billows, roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless state and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but in whole, is nailed to the cross. I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. That's the song we want to be able to sing at any point, really, but especially towards the end of our life. That's what it means to follow God through the thick, through the thin, through the hard, through the easy. Listening for what God has to say. Being like that little mustard seed. Who knows what great things you can achieve this week for God? All you have to do is listen. Because there's a plan. There's a plan for every single person. For every single person to make a difference in someone's life. Yes, you can tell them about God, and that's important. But probably the most important gift you can give them is what Landon gave to his teammates that day when he smiled. You show them who God is. You live it out. You show them what it means to be a Christian when the going gets tough. Because that's where faith is. That's where God is. If the praise team could come up, let's pray. Oh Lord, sometimes I will admit I have the faith of a mustard seed and sometimes the faith of a mighty mountain. But wherever we are, I am so thankful that you are with us, that your hand guides us, and that you are forever helping us to be the best we can be in a world that desperately needs your love. Lord, help each of us to hear you amid the noise of life. In Jesus' name, amen.